Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of In My Shoes. A show all about parenting, but from a completely different perspective. I'm your host, and you might wonder, who am I to make a podcast on parenting? I'm certainly not a parent, and I'm definitely no child psychology expert. But I am 13 years old, and have been on the receiving end of all those rules, methods, and advice books parents rely on. You start to notice what really helps and what doesn't. In My Shoes is about bridging the gap between parents from a different generation and kids navigating a world of new challenges, technology, and expectations. I'll be sharing insights on what parenting methods look like from a completely different point of view, pointing out both the helpful and the, well, less helpful. One of the things we'll cover in this podcast are those parenting books that many adults rely on. Although only about 1 in 10 parents say that they regularly rely on parenting books, blogs, or magazines to make decisions regarding parenting, parenting books is what popular culture have led us to believe are the perfect solutions to all parenting problems. Perfect parents read parenting books. Right? Wrong. Most studies show that most parents rely on advice from others, rely on advice from people in their communities, families, or even at their place of work. While this can help perpetuate incorrect parenting throughout communities and throughout families, it can also be extremely helpful for first-time parents. As many of the people giving you advice have tried it already on their own children and can help you directly instead of reading something from a parenting book and having to implement it yourself. And often parenting books are not aware of specific challenges that many parents might face or different circumstances that they may be in. I'll break down the most popular parenting strategies, highlighting what's proven to work well and where some ideas might miss the mark. It's our chance to look at expert recommendations and see how they hold up in the eyes of children around the world. And it's not just me talking here. I'll also have a wide array of guests. Some of them will be kids and teens who bring their own stories and ideas. Every family is unique, so I'm excited to hear from kids with a wide spectrum of different parents. Are there common themes in what we experience? That's what we'll find out. I'll also be inviting experts in child psychology and child mental health. These experts are the ones who help shape a lot of parenting strategies, so it'll be interesting to hear their take directly. Plus, they'll get a chance to respond to what kids are saying, and maybe even rethink some approaches. And of course, I'll be sharing my own experiences and thoughts and what it's like to grow up in the 21st century and live in a world where trends last only minutes and kids are exposed to even more of the world than their parents ever were. There may be things you agree with and things you don't. But that's okay. You might not always agree with what your children say. But it's best to hear it from them. So what's coming up in our very first content episode? I'm glad you asked because it's a big one. I'll be talking about the number one thing kids worldwide have to say about their parents. The top complaint. This will be input gathered from kids ages 7 to 15. And see if there are common threads. And throughout different cultures and different home environments, this is the one common thread. Trust me, this is going to be interesting. This might not even be something that any parents were thinking about. But I hope this will help parents understand their kids better and maybe even spark some fresh conversations at home. So if you're a parent curious to hear what your kids really think, or if you're a kid looking for a show that speaks your language, stick around. This podcast isn't about having all the answers, but about exploring the questions and ideas that make up real family dynamics. Who knows? Maybe we'll inspire some new ways to connect. And if you're ready for that first episode on kids' most common complaints about their parents, don't forget to subscribe. You won't want to miss it. Thanks for joining me on In My Shoes. I'll see you next time with some real talk straight from the source. See you soon.